Let's take a look at this. It's been a long, long time since I've been here. Have had quite a bit of stuff happening in life. The most recent being that I moved my parents in with us. It wasn't at any resistance. It was something we planned, something we worked really hard to do. My wife and I took a better part of 4 months and weekends and evenings rebuilding and executing a living space for my parents. Really with the idea that we were going to walk through the idea or the calling to honor my parents. There'd been some medical issues that had arisen, and since they were out in Hemet, it was going to be a little bit difficult to care for them if something ever were to happen that was more tragic. And moving them across country would be impossible at that point, or at least very difficult. My brother was in Phoenix, in a little bit smaller home, and it would definitely have been a more difficult move that direction. They would have had to have really worked out possibly just getting another home, or my parents would have ended up in some sort of facility, one of them, if not in the hospital. So thank you so much for those of you who have subscribed and might possibly be listening to this one. It's Tuesday morning, 8 o'clock here in the Franklin area of Tennessee, where we have been for a while. I still hang out with the guys. Lyle is doing well. I know a lot of you have listened to the podcast where we had a discussion where his wife went into the hospital with some dementia and some other issues and passed away in the hospital during the COVID season. He didn't get to say goodbye. He didn't get to hold her hand, comfort her. He only got to see her body after she had passed, and then had the funeral and the celebration with their family. He's doing well. He is still doing ministry, which is great. He still shares his story. So for those of you, who've listened and liked or subscribed or shared that episode with other people, or at least prayed for him, thank you so much. I appreciate it. I think I'm going to admit something here that I've never really admitted before. And that was my heart is drawn to ministry in a full-time occupation, and I don't know what that means. I hope that doesn't mean pastor. I won't be the one that goes back to school and studies for some theological degree. But I've been sitting down with a book from Andy Stanley. It was given to us by leadership here at Ramsey Solutions, and we are going to be working with people to help us drive a vision. And the vision for the rest of my life is not digital asset management. It is not doing the thing that I do now. But I am holding my future very loosely. And so having our parents in the home, I have discovered that I can, in fact, do the things that need to be done and process them, I think, so far in a healthy way. So that is, it's interesting because there's no emotional attachment to the assistance part. It's a request, whether to take my parents to church and help my father in and out of the car, to take him to use the restroom facilities, to deliver food to them when they need it. We've also have some in-house care coming to keep them engaged and give my mom some help since my dad is in a wheelchair. But in this, I'm really discovering and have for a while that I'm more about people than I am about things, being the job, doing the job, showing up to do the job, finish the job. I just like sitting with people and challenging people, quite honestly. It's really more of my calling. And so back to this book, been looking at this and understanding the building blocks of vision. And building blocks begin as a concern. I'm just going to take these items right out of Andy Stanley's book, Visioneering. and in this the first chapter of Vision is Born, talks about vision begins as a concern. And I have a huge concern with today's society and today's man. We grew up from little boys, and we are either given tools by a parent that has tools, or we have a community around us that gives us tools to help us understand which direction to go, how to light a fire, how to drive a car. So those are the things that are motions, but we're never given the tools to manage the emotions that might come along with driving the car. Are we aggressive? Are we angry? Do we take offense easily? Do we want to pay people back? You see these things happen when men are in cars all the time. When we light a fire, is it for comfort? Are we cooking food? Are we doing it to create community? Is there a plan? Is there a vision behind the process? That is a part of the management of emotions that I think we're lacking in this society. And they're very, very serious issues. They're very serious concerns. And so a lot of my time is spent just inviting men into space just to have conversations, so I can get an idea, kind of even a gauge, a personal gauge, to see where's Randy at? Where do I see myself fitting in? Not in other people's lives, but where do I see myself fitting in my life? Did I bring the right tools along? Am I asking the right questions? Am I aware that somebody might be seeking a spiritual empowerment or a spiritual change in their life? And so by doing these things and asking these questions, it really comes back to why. Why am I asking the questions? And really, this breaks my heart. And that's the question that Andy Stanley asks. He says, in fact, if anyone trying to clarify the right vision to pursue, a good question to ask simply is this: what breaks my heart? And what breaks my heart is that men just walk around with their heads down. They're not looking to see who they could raise up. And it usually comes from just their own broken heart, their own brokenness. And when a man has other men to lift him up and hold him up, he's made into a courageous man. He walks taller. His eyes are surveying the landscape around him. He notices the beauty, the plants, the environment, what's happening, what's going on. He's more aware. And then when he's more aware and he's more satisfied because he understands that he's a small part of this, he can then open up his life to see other men and to see where they're at. And so I think I'm kind of on track with this vision thing. We go on to building block number two. After we realize this vision in us matures us, and immature visions are weak, we do mature in the preparation for the vision. We do have to also understand that not every good idea is a God idea. And so building block number two is, a vision does not require immediate action. It doesn't necessarily require immediate reaction, which I think is probably why I've struggled with a vision for so long, is because if the vision truly comes from God, then my actions are just human actions. And so I'm only going to respond based on the information that I've been given my entire life, and that's do something. If there's a project that has needed to be completed, my wife and I will usually sort out who takes on which part of the project. And the first step is to do something. I can honestly say that not every project we've done has been a good idea or a good project, but excuse me, in stepping forward, we've realized that it is our vision. We needed to plan it out. We needed to move forward. We needed to press on, and we needed to complete it. That's not a vision. That's a thing. And so when I look at my life and I think, do I have a vision? I really have to walk back to the ideas. Is God, is there something in my life that makes my heart break, that moves me compassionately towards something? I'm aware of the millions and millions of people around the world that don't have food or water. And there are men who have visions for feeding those people, and they have visions for bringing water. That's not a vision that has landed, or a heartache of mine. The heartache of mine is the men that are thinking, I could never do that. the men who have given in to the hurt and the bondage of their life and the chosen walk that they take, thinking they're no good for anything else but to just exist in the space they're in. So really today, I'm going to step in, and I'm stepping into it deeply because I'm putting it out there. I'm saying it for the first time. This shepherding thing where my heart is, that's the vision. That's the movement towards whatever it is that God has. And so the authentication of the vision, a qualifier, is one of the most difficult aspects of visionary, is distinguishing between a good idea and God ideas. We all have good ideas. Everybody is concerned or burdened about something, but how do you know which ideas to act on? Certainly, Nehemiah was not the only Jew whose heart was broken over the condition of Jerusalem. How did he know he was the one to do something about it? And so we need to ask ourselves that question today. And this was just a small piece out of Andy Stanley's book, Visionary, Your Guide to Discovering and Maintaining a Personal Vision. So far, I'm only about 20 or 30 pages in, and I really am believing that this is a God thing. And so I'm asking today, how do I know that I'm the one to do something about it? And so I'm going to walk this out. I'm going to put my thoughts out occasionally in this podcast, and we're going to continue to have this discussion. Ask somebody, if you have something on your heart and you think it might be a vision, ask yourself the question, is it a good idea or is it a God idea? Is it driven by something that breaks your heart? And if it does break your heart, how do you know that you're the one to do something about it? Bring that into a discussion with another man. Share where you're at. Let them hear that. You might be surprised at what they're willing to pour back into your life or what they're willing to come into as far as a conversation with you regarding this. You've built a community at that point. You've also begun to move ahead with your vision. Stay in contact. I'll post an email address. If you have something to think about, something to say, let's get into an exchange. I would love to have a conversation. Until then, thank you. This is Randy with Men of 1,000 Men. God bless you. Thank you for listening. Share this. Share this thought. Share this idea. I'd love to hear back from you. See the email in the description. Thanks.